Radio.
As we are all aware, particularly today, that COVID-19 still poses a significant risk to the WA community, in fact, all around Australia these days. Vaccination is vital, we keep getting told that, both within WA, throughout Australia and on an international level. The COVID-19 vaccines prevent people from becoming seriously ill from COVID-19 and will help to protect the WA community. This we have been told many times, but joining us right now is Sue Kiely. She is the COVID-19 Vaccinations Chief Operating Officer at the Department of Health. Thank you very much for joining us, Sue.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for
topic,
having me.
Topic of discussion, is it not?
Absolutely. It is very important to us at the moment.
Look, the role that you play, would you mind just explaining that?
Look, the Department of Health is leading on the vaccination for COVID for WA, and in particular we have responsibility for opening up community-based vaccination centres across WA, and also making sure that our priority populations in Phase 1A and 1B got vaccinated in a timely way. But we do have to acknowledge that there's a huge amount of work going on with our partners in this vaccine rollout, and that's the GPs and a couple of the Commonwealth providers. And they are doing a great job in getting vaccines out into the community as well.
Yes, you've all worked so hard on something that no one could have ever predicted happening to any of us. And it's come at lightning speed and it just continues to do so. But by gosh, you guys have done an incredible job out there.
Oh, thanks very much. We think it's an important job and we are very committed to seeing as many people vaccinated as soon as possible.
Yes. Well, testing, of course, is on the minds of everybody at the moment, and not everyone's out being tested, but those that were in those particular areas with that lady that came across from Sydney had visited over the weekend, and there were quite a few. I mean, being a weekend, you tend to get around a wee bit more. So testing today is of prime importance, isn't it?
Yeah, look, I would encourage people to check the websites and make sure that they know whether they were in a site and to go and get tested, because that's really important to keeping us all safe.
It certainly is. Now, let's talk about the vaccines then, because, you know, you can't instill it into our minds enough how important this is. And, of course, there's been this sort of discussion about does it work, does it create problems health-wise, that sort of thing. Just explain to me, if you wouldn't mind. Excuse me just one moment. The lady wanted to speak to you. Okay, I'm just having a bit of a conversation with the PA at the moment. Sorry about that. So there was a lady that wanted to have put a question to you. With the vaccines, we've got the age groups that are being attended to. We have a couple of young people that work in here at the Curtin Radio and the students here on the Curtin campus, of which there are many thousands. When do you think that might be available for that age group?
Look, the Commonwealth Government has set a sort of phased approach to getting vaccines, and people who are in 1A and 1B can be vaccinated now, no matter what age they are.
Right.
So a lot of health students who are, I know Curtin has a big campus with health, if they're out on pracs or they're going out into the community to deliver health services, they're part of 1B and they can get vaccinated straight away.
Oh.
But the people in the general population who don't form part of the more at-risk group, there's vaccines available at the moment from age 40 and up. And as you know, some people age 30 and up were able to book earlier, and we're keeping tabs on when we get more vaccine available to provide additional appointments to all of the people in WA.
Yes, of course, that's the ultimate aim. And we can appreciate the fact that the vaccines had to be sort of put in front of us pretty quickly, didn't it? I mean, there wasn't a lot of time for research for them to come up with it, and they've done an amazing job around the world. Let's just look then about the vaccines at the moment. They're voluntary and they're free, correct?
They're absolutely free, and there is no mandatory vaccinations here in WA. The only area where we mandate people have to be vaccinated to enter is our quarantine hotels.
Okay. Now, the particular group of people that can be vaccinated at the moment, if you could just relay that again.
So it's anybody who is in the Commonwealth Phase 1A and 1B, and there's quite a lot of categories in there. So what I would suggest is that people get onto our website and check their eligibility, or you can go onto the Commonwealth's website and they've got an eligibility checker, and it's a really simple set of questions that you go through, and it will tell you whether you're eligible for vaccine booking right now.
Yeah.
But that's the easiest way to check.
Okay, healthywa.wa.gov.au or Roll Up for WA website. It is rollup.wa.gov.au, or you can phone the COVID line, is that correct?
That's right. If you're having trouble accessing internet, you can certainly phone our 13 COVID line, which is 13 268 43.
Look, the caller that just rang through, because I have you on the phone, I couldn't put her on the phone as well, but wants to know why they were refused, let me get this right here, refused an 87-year-old person for Pfizer vaccine, even though they have numerous medical conditions and the general practitioner said it was okay to have the vaccine. Are there exceptions?
There is a category in phase 1B that the Commonwealth has set for us, and the Commonwealth is making these decisions about who can get vaccine based on the expert advice from ATAGI. And so they've set a criteria around who can get Pfizer if they are at risk from getting AstraZeneca.
Right.
And there is a very small number of conditions where you can apply for a specialist medical exemption from AstraZeneca and get Pfizer, but it is a very small number of conditions, and there's not very many people who fit into that. But if they do, we would definitely encourage them to get a letter from their medical practitioner and get down to us so that we can get them a Pfizer vaccine.
Okay, well, the lady that rang through, if that is the case, maybe she can get her gentleman to the doctor, get a letter and take it to you. Is that right?
That's right. You need to get a letter from your GP, but the GP also needs to be aware of the medical conditions that allow an exemption.
I understand that. Okay, now, booking an appointment, that is necessary, obviously, with a general practitioner. Would that be right?
Look, most general practitioners are running appointments. I think a lot of them are running them through their normal appointment online systems, but you can also ring them. But yeah, with us, we have a Vaccinate WA booking process. So if you go onto those websites that you mentioned earlier, and you the Healthy WA and the Roll Up for WA, you'll be able to click into our Vaccinate WA booking system, and you should be able to see bookings that are close to your area, and when they're available, you can just go ahead and book.
The Delta strain at the moment is the concern at the moment because this is what's come out of India, correct? So are these particular vaccines going to be as effective for this particular strain?
Look, I'm not a clinician or an immunologist, and I can give you, definitive advice about that. My understanding is that all the vaccines that are approved give you protection.
Yeah.
Against getting these, and they don't necessarily completely stop you getting the virus, but they certainly will give you a much better protection against the severe forms of the disease.
Yeah.
So I would really encourage people to do research, but do it on sites that are well known and reputable, and also to consider vaccination, because you will get benefits for yourself but also for your loved ones around you.
Oh, most definitely, Sue. Couldn't agree with you more. What about the actual event if you do get the virus? Physically, what can happen to you with this strain, the Delta strain? Do you have any idea?
Oh, look, I couldn't comment on that,
okay,
not being a medical practitioner. But, look, it's cold-like symptoms, and if anybody has got those, I would encourage them to go and get tested for COVID.
Well, we're all on alert, aren't we, these days? I mean, yesterday at 10:30, we were all making plans to meet friends for lunch or something. Then all of a sudden, 11 o'clock, that's it. Stay home. But, we're learning to live with it. But the vaccine, we can't impress enough. I mean, I have people still saying to me, it is my belief. I've had my two injections and my flu injection and so on, and I've never thought twice about it. But because I trust you people, I'm sure you're not trying to knock us all off. I'm sure you're trying to protect us. So I can't see the point.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But I mean, we used to have our passport stamped to say we'd had a smallpox injection before we could go overseas. And we had the polio immunisation programs and all those other terrible things that have snuck into our lives over the years. We have had injections for it. So I just wish people would see how quickly it can get out there.
Yeah, and I would just say that in WA we have an amazing health system, and in Australia we have an amazing health system. And unlike other countries, we didn't rush through emergency provisions for these vaccines. They were carefully looked at before they were approved by the TGA.
Yeah.
So people can have confidence that really smart medical and specialist people have said that these vaccines are safe and we should and effective, and we should go and get our vaccination.
Yeah. Anyone aged 40 and over, you mention here, and any Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people aged 16 and over can actually book the COVID vaccine, right?
That's right. That's correct.
So how do they go about it? Just like we mentioned, how to get the information?
Yeah, go onto the Roll Up for WA website or go to your local general practice and see if they're offering vaccines or Healthy WA.
Okay. Let's all work together on this. Sue, thank you very much. All of you, congratulations. You're doing the very best you can. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. That was Sue Kiley. She is the COVID-19 Vacations Chief Operating Officer at the Department of Health.